When was the last time you really prayed? I love the phrase, pray till you pray. When I pray till I pray, that's when I really pray. That kind of prayer is not a quick, thank you God for this day, followed by a please Jesus, let that light turn green on the way to work. Now, while those are fine too, time spent with the Father is intentional and takes, well, time. I love the example we have in Jesus. Time with the Father wasn't optional for him. It was vital, like breathing. He prayed after being baptized. He prayed all night before calling his disciples, after healing people, before trips, early in the mornings, before feeding the 5,000, in front of Jewish leaders, and for 40 days in the desert. He was in constant communion with the Father. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us to pray without ceasing. And that's how we see Jesus pray. It's a life lived out in and through prayer as we move through our moments and our days. Every moment is holy, and God is with us and wants to guide us through each one. There is divine purpose in our days, and prayer slows us down to recognize it. All this month at lifeword.org, I've been looking closer at the words of Jesus. Today, I wanted to focus more on his prayers, and the one specifically we find in John 17. The time is close at hand for Jesus' betrayal and arrest. In this chapter, which is a part of what is known as the Upper Room Discourse, we see Jesus wrap things up with a prayer. He prays for himself, his disciples, and all who will believe. I want to highlight three parts of this prayer. As Jesus prays for himself, he knows the time has come, and in these moments, he confirms the calling and mission that was set before him. John 17:3. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. Jesus' work and life on earth was coming to an end. The cross was before him, and in this time with the Father, he states again the will and way of the Father. His will is that we spend eternity with him. The way is Jesus, and the work has been done. Jesus then prays for his disciples, his friends. They have been faithful to the word, and they have believed. He prays for their unity, joy, and protection from evil. John 17:16. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. His prayer for the disciples was a reminder there is more to come and that they stay on the path of truth. The next phase of God's plan was about to unfold, and they would carry the gospel forward from here. Then he prays for me. Yep. He had me on his mind. If you believe, the last part of chapter 17 is for you as well. His desire is for God to be glorified through our lives as we walk in unity, love, and follow his ways. He ends his prayer for us with these words, John 17:26. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. Through Jesus, I am known by the Father. How deep and wide is the Father's love for us? He loved us so much, he sent his son Jesus so we might be saved and know him. That same love of God is in me. His Spirit abides in me, and I am his and he is mine. How beautiful the words of our Savior to the Father on our behalf before carrying out the final mission and plan on the cross. Remember, the plan God put in place before the earth was even formed was to redeem a broken and dying world. Jesus came to bring peace. He came to die. You were on his mind. I was on his mind. He interceded for us then, and he intercedes for us now. And his desire is for us to know him and make him known. That's the truth. Pray till you pray today, and be known and loved by the Father. I'm Lori Klein.